Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. A lot of collaboration and a lot of entrepreneurial spirit here in mid-Michigan. We've seen more and more of that recently. City of East Lansing and Meridian Township's collaborations, recognized by researchers at the University of Michigan Dearborn Center for Innovation Research. I'd like to welcome in Jeff Smith, New Economy Initiatives Project Manager for the City of East Lansing. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hello, Jack. How are you?
I am just fine. Tell us a little bit about this recognition.
Sure. They do this study every year. They've been doing it for a number of years. And this year, we're very fortunate to end up in the top seven. And that really looks at a number of factors beyond just entrepreneurship, but really what the community is doing policy-wise as well to encourage economic development in their community.
All right. Besides East Lansing and Meridian Township, the other communities recognized were Grand Rapids, Wixom, Livonia, Tecumseh, and Jonesville. Quite a diverse group there. I don't know how much some of these communities have in common.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about it is it's not necessarily just the larger cities that are at the table. Jonesville, they credited something that they're doing there. They've got a Facebook app to, you know, really friend the community, and they have half the population of Jonesville are actually in their Facebook group. So that's a testament to the effort that they're putting on there.
All right, let's talk about collaboration, because we don't seem to have enough of it in government sometimes. When we talk about the entrepreneurial spirit, what does that mean?
I'm sorry, say one more time.
When we talk about the importance of collaboration for entrepreneurs, how important is that?
Oh, that's absolutely huge. We have, you know, how many communities in just the Tri-County region? If we're all doing disparate efforts, it not only saturates the market, but it creates an oversupply and really isn't tapping into what the strengths are of the greater area.
How are these seven communities selected, Jeff?
Well, there's a number of factors. Like I said, there's the policies that those communities have in place. So it's both qualitative and quantitative. They've measured the tax policies, the incentives that those communities have, the income levels, the capacity for creating new jobs. Do they have a college or university in their vicinity? Do they have programs that are encouraging entrepreneurship and innovation? And really rankings, literally hundreds of variables against each other to come up with where they're at.
How competitive does that get among cities?
Well, we haven't started, painting each other's signs or anything, but it's actually it's a great honor, and it's wonderful to be recognized by even a community outside of our Tri-County region to really look at all the success stories that we've got going on.
I'm guessing you would not have received the recognition you did, and East Lansing and Meridian Township would not have, if they had been easily satisfied and had just accepted the first blush of success. What are the challenges that remain here?
Well, we just keep on contributing to that demand, and we're going to keep expanding the opportunity for people to test out ideas and create an environment here that's hopefully worth staying in.
All right. Well, we see some buildings in East Lansing, certainly along Grand River, and close to 100% occupancy, but there are some plans in the works, some projects. How important is all of that for entrepreneurism?
That's enormous. I mean, the more momentum we can have in this community from a development perspective, the better, because it makes us look like we're a growing community, and that perspective becomes reality over time.
How much does that really matter in terms of someone who may be looking to locate here, someone may be looking to start a business here or expand a business here to do exactly what you said?
It's big. It's quality of life, and quality of life standards are probably ranked number one or number two for both employees and employers to locate in an area.
All right. Well, congratulations on this. East Lansing and Meridian Township recognized for their entrepreneurial successes. And 2010 doesn't give you a free pass for 2011. What do we have to look forward to?
Oh, there's a few things in the docket. The hatch will be open in 2011 and more to come.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right.